זה הכניס שעשה ממור יעקב מצור. פנקה זה הכניס שעשתה ניהו שינו ושושו הפעלה. אוקיי. Okay, so I just before we get into tomorrow's schedule, I'm giving a shiur that's not a daily shiur, I'm giving someplace tomorrow. So,
will that be every Tuesday?
No, just tomorrow. To 9:45, does that work? Is that too early? Is that too? Aaron, I know you're.
That's no problem. No problem.
There's a 9:45.
Fine.
Yeah, 9:45. You want me to make it 10? Yeah, okay. So we'll have, okay, so we'll make it 9:45. The deets, you.
I might do it on
because it could be, if you hear it, it could be helpful if you, because I may need you to turn it on.
Right.
Are you going to be here? Okay.
Yeah, it's because I don't have prayers this afternoon. And then I'm going to see you tomorrow, so I might, like you said, so I'm not sure if I'll get in by that early tomorrow morning, like you said, if my campus.
Sure. If I make it 10, would that be?
Yeah, is it, I guess no one else could have. Might be alone here.
I'm sure what it was good for you.
For tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm open all day long. So I work at my so.
So, and you'll be able to, you know how to turn it, you know, you turn it on.
I think so. The problem is going to be, I don't get anything. So, I don't know if it's social media. Social media. It's really, so that's okay.
Are you still here?
I expect to be here.
Okay, go.
Chance, I might have been, I was told that somebody had some fear and they're going to check them tomorrow, but they can't be accepted because then they're going to die.
Deer? You have to chef the deer tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, maybe if you keep the deer alive for a little bit more before it dies, you won't have to chef the deer tomorrow, then you can come to shear.
I don't have to.
Where is the deer?
Muncie.
In Muncie.
But they said it's only 8 days old, and I said to keep it longer because there's no meat on them anymore.
Yes.
It's like, what's even the point?
Right.
They have some.
Yeah. Okay. So keep the deer alive.
That's what I said.
So let's call it 9:45. Okay. In general, this is only for this Tuesday. And,
9:45? 9:45?
10 American time. And how was Parshas Naso?
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, so you'll help.
You'll like it.
Yeah. I already was Mavra Sedra already the a week ago for Nassau.
Gotta do it again.
Again? No. In other words, the first Shabbos Bamidbar.
Yeah.
So that Mincha. No, so that's why. Is it, even though we weren't going to do it for another 2 weeks. In other words, but I follow the sheet like a body holds that as soon as you're reading the Kriya of Noso, then you're ready. You can meet Mavra Sedra. Even though Noso is not going to be that chops. Some
hope. Noso is more complicated. That takes 2 weeks.
Right, but so that's
why.
Well, because a lot of the Nisim, so that counts for a lot of Pesukim, and that's the same, you know. Okay. Okay, so we're going to finish up. The goal is to finish up this packet either today or tomorrow. Then we're going to start the 40-page packet for this reason. But let's finish up this packet. Okay, so... Okay. Zeichen des Schuss, again, Zeichen des Schuss, Avi Moria, could make so quick, Zeichen des Schuss, and be all shade of Yeshua, shall follow. Okay, so there, let's look on page 2. We didn't do that yet. The original sugya of Riba Shiurim is the Gemara in Beitza, David Zayin and Manalf. About, yeah, you can take a look on page 1. Yeah, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, Enofim Yotam Chaver, Besa, Omra, Mala Isha, Tolka Dera Basar, Afabisha, Ena Tricha, Ela La Chaticha Achas. That you only need one Chaticha, and but you could put 10 pieces of chicken in the pot, and then put the pot on the fire, and you cook on Yotam all 10 pieces, even though you really only need one piece. And then the whole discussion about whether by bread you say the same thing or not. And that was our whole question of the placey about the Shtei Halechem. Why is it not Docha Yantif? Why don't we say that you could make Tala with the Shtei Halechem and then and have the Shtei Halechem on Yantif as well, freshly baked. Okay, so let's take a look in the Ran, page 2. So the Ran and the Rashba are going to have a discussion about Riba Shiurim. So this Ran is in Beitza, on that Gemara, and so Tessa Mabez, the Dape Harif. Mia Mashma, the Rabbis Bashir, the second arrow. The Rabbis Bashir, Beyantiv Mutter, the Amin al Kamandain, Zamim, Mesaakum, Beyantiv, Zerishem Yerbe Bashvilo. Right, there is a halacha that you're not supposed to. This comes up. Yeah, it comes up about inviting Goyim to your meal on Yantif. And I got the altar put out. The Pesach Seder is sometimes a time where.
We're on a Shabbos Pesach.
Yeah. But it comes up. Comes up. Because you're not allowed to cook for. For a guy, even though Ochel Nefesh is mutter, but it's only for Israel, it's not for Akum. So the question is, what's the problem? Shem Yirbe Bishvilo. So why is that not a problem? Because Riba Shem is mutter. So what? Shem Yirbe Bishvilo. Right, what is the problem? But it's mutter to have it's Riba Shiurim is mutter. So Riba Shiurim is mutter. A Riba Shiurim is mutter means I'm not going to use it at all. So yeah, we use it for guys. That's worse. So the chor should be just the same. So the Rad says, Shem Yirbim Shvil B'Kedei Racheres. In other words, we're if it's in the same kedera, that's called Riba Shiurim. Whereas you have 10 pieces of chicken in one kedera, and then you put it on the fire at one time.
The pasuk does say, Rak Asher Yechil Kol Nefesh. So why is he cooked for Goy also?
Right, but then, because there's a drasha not for Goy also.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who about the
right. So it's Chemlolah. So he says that no, but the whole din of Riba Shiurim is only if it's in the same kedera. If you cook in 9 pieces of meat in one kedera, then you put one piece in another kedera. That's not Riba Shiurim. That's Riba Malach. because that's a separate malacha. Here you're doing one malacha for 10 pieces of meat or 9 pieces of meat or one. Kedera, we're afraid that maybe you'll have a second kedera for the guy. What are you saying? Say.
No, if we were allowing it for Yibin, I don't understand that after, all of a sudden for a goy, I would have to shim up the kedera pairs. I can't even do a kedera pairs myself, let alone for a goy.
So you're asking. In other words, we're not going to Kedera Cheres for Yisrael. So why are they, right?
In fact, one of the things I was saying before, one of the interesting things is now, there's footnotes or whatever, in the discussion about when you put the pot on the fire, you have to put the meat in all at one time. Or does it have to be, can you do, throw in 5 pieces of meat, and then 20 minutes later throw in another 5 pieces of meat? And that's more material. Unlike what Rashi says in the book,
right. That's more material. But it's on the fire already?
It's a fire. Yeah, okay. So that's it. Okay. Let's say it's not on the fire. Oh, yeah. It's on the fire already. Can you throw in more meat because it's going to be in a Shabbat, the official?
Yeah.
Shabbat, the Kedera. The reason I'm bringing that up is because there's going to be a machlokes and a discussion about that. There you're adding your mamash, adding malachos.
Right, so adding malachas is not permissible. But you're saying the whole zera for a guy is shemi yarbi b'shvilo, but that's mutter. But kedera cheres. So Herschel's asking, but kedera cheres, who said why should we be going to kedera cheres? We're not going there to aser ibur shiurim. Because you might free Israel, because you might do it in a Kedera Cheres, so why should you make it taste it as more of a chashash for a guy? The Kedera Cheres. It's a good kasha. Okay, and that's what he says. The Eagle of Medak means me boil it, but prepare it for Rabbi Shmuel, but Menachas. You have a Gemara in Menachos. Choyle she'amduhu l'shtei grogos. Say a person is choyle, and they say that the doctors say he needs to eat two figs, dates. So that now so where's he going to get the grogos? If he has it in the fridge, they'll take it out of the fridge. You're good. But the answer is it's on the tree. But he's a chayla. I guess a chayla sheish mosakana, maybe. So what's the problem? So this is the shayla. He only needs is shtei grogos to his pikuach nefesh. So he says the ikish shtei grogos b'shtei oksin. So one possibility is he has two separate fruits. Each is attached to the tree from a separate branch. So he can pluck twice. That's one possibility. Well, the other possibility is he has three coming out from the same stem, and he'll pluck once and he'll get three. So is it better to pluck twice and get the two that you need? Or pluck three, or pluck once, but there'll be three. So which is the, and he only needs two. On one hand, you say, if you need two, take the two. Don't take the three. The other hand, you say, no, the three, he'll only need one pluck. The two, he'll need two separate plucks. So which is the preferred way? Hey, Maisin, Shtai Maisin, the Chazilei, Odil Masholosh Maisin, the Kememai Betzira. Vasikna, the Sholosh Maisin, Shtai Lo Maisin. So the verse says, the better way is to get the three. Why? Because the three, you only have to pluck once. So that's not ribui malachas. That's only ribui shiur. If you're going to do the two, you're going to have to do more malacha. So it's better to pluck once, even though you're going to get three, which you don't need, than to pluck twice, and you're going to do extra malacha. Yeah. Okay. Lomotzi mishum dem udem mitzir adif. Ad kan lo yibay lo hasan oki hay gavne dem shtay mishnei uktsin iki ribui mitzirah. See here, the problem is if ribui mitzirah, it's going to do two plucks. So then that's going to be a problem. Right. So that the Gemara says, but the Gemara only had that kasha because the mashmir shito on the shnei bul katecha, the shalosh bul katecha, the shnei masir and the shalosh masir. But if you had the choice between two in one pluck and three in one pluck, so certainly just do the two, because either one it's only one pluck. But what do you see from here? But if you read Mashiach is mutter, so the only question was, we have two plucks, so therefore that's why the Gemara had a question. Two plucks, or one of two, one, two, or three with one. But it's Mashiach, we'd be pasha to the Gemara, that if it would be one pluck of two, one pluck of three, then take the one pluck of two. Abba, read Mashiach is mutter. So why? So that's his answer. Here's the result. Doesn't be Shabbos dafka, the Iker Issa Skila. Shabbos, there's an Issa Skila, means on Shabbos, it's an Issa Skila to have Ribu Shirim. Because if Shabbos, a person's Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, and he has a choice between one pluck of two and one pluck of three, then he has to, and he only needs his two, then for sure he has to take the two. But if he takes the three, even though he's not doing extra malacha, he's only doing one pluck, but it's Ribu Shirim. And Ribashurim doesn't, the heter of Ribashurim doesn't apply to Shabbos. And Mamela, if it doesn't apply, that means it's an Isser, the Raisa, and it's an Isser Skiva. So it's Asser. And beyond if this is love, Ikilu. But on Yantif, it's only an Isser love. So they will make it. But on Shabbos, to do Ribu Shirim would be awesome. So then, what about this Val Gemara? Ahu Yenuka Dishtapa Chamimi. Right, there was right in those days, when they had a bris milah, they would have hot water to rinse the baby before the bris, after the bris, and it would be a sakana not to. So what happens that you have this little baby ready to do the bris, the shtapi chamimi, and the hot water spilled. So now you're not going to have the hot water. So how are you going to do the bris now? It was a Shabbos bris.
Why don't you say, if you can't do it without hot water, I mean, why is the Brislin is my no override? It's really extra mitzvah.
Right. So let's see what he says. So also the Pame de Rava, they went to Rava, so they should ask the mother, maybe she's not feeling well. She just gave birth. And if she's not feeling well, it's a shakana for the mother, then we could heat the water up for the mother's use. And maybe they'll put extra water in. And they'll put a bigger pot than you would need. And she'll use some, and some they'll use for the baby and solve the problem. And that's talking about Shabbos.
So it's not question.
Yeah, that's talking about Shabbos. For he might say the Shabbos have. And yet we still see that the Gemara is saying that it would be mutter to do that if the Gemara is entertaining the possibility that it would be mutter to take a big pot and you'll put water in more than you would need, and then you put that pot on the fire at one time, and now you'll have a lot of hot water for the so some for the mother and some for the baby. So why is that mutter? So he says, "Lo kasha shikvar peirush Rashi came toses the nechem le al yidei akum chaver." Then it means that a guy's going to do it. So that a guy's going to do it, it's amir lakum. So then it'll be okay.
If it's amir lakum, then why do you have to ask the mother?
What do you need the mother for? What do you need the mother for? Unless you say that because machshirei mitzvah, we hold machshirei mitzvah is not tocha shabbos.
Right. And you still need a shlus.
Or maybe we hold.
In order to ask the boy, don't you need a shlus to trus? You need a shlus.
Well, we're going to be talking about the water that you do after you're already done the bitzvah.
Mm-hmm. Right, maybe you have to wait until after the mila to heat the water.
Right. So maybe you can't put yourself into the same situation of people with nefesh.
Well, yeah, but if you've done the bris, you need the water afterwards.
Right, but maybe you're not allowed to do the bris. That's the question. That's the
question.
Right. Maybe don't do it. Like you said, maybe don't do the bris. So, but if the mother. So maybe I'm inside the baby, you're not allowed to do the bris because you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation of pikuach nefesh l'chatchila. But if the mother's already in pikuach nefesh mode, so then heat up for the mother and put extra in for the kid, and then you can do the bris l'chatchila, even though you're putting yourself into a situation of pikuach nefesh l'chatchila.
But since it's the rabbanim, maybe you could, maybe if
we're talking, what's the rabbanim?
Amir Lakum. In other words, yeah. If we're talking about Amir Lakum, and there's a mitzvah that say Shiesh Bakores, maybe you could l'chatchila put yourself in that situation.
Right, but maybe not. Maybe a mitzvah that says Shiesh Bakores is only if he's when he's bar mitzvah or he dies, he's not going to get kares for not doing it on the eighth day. Right.
V'arash
b'zal most of the Omer v'afilu man do mafarsh hosim al Yisrael kamar. So the Rashba says different. No, maybe it's talking about Yisrael is going to heat up the water.
Came into the mitzvah el mid rabbanon. Came the other v'shar hosim gabi mil mishum mitzvah tiru gabi afilu al Yisrael. Michlal the sfirle the ribui shur b'shabbos the mitzvah el mid rabbanon.
So the Rashba shita is that Amir La'akum is Usar and Shabbos is only Midrabat Ribu Shirin. Because you're not doing Ribu Malacha. If you do Ribu Malacha, that's a Nisa Daraisa Shabbos. But to do Ribu Shirin, maybe that's only a Nisa Darabana. On Yantav, it's Mutal Gami, but Shabbos, it's Usar, but only Midrabat. So it comes out of very fundamental machlokes between the Ran and the Rashba, what's the din of Ribu Shiurim on Shabbos? In other words, again, if you would do two separate blocks, that would be Ribu Melacha. But you're doing one, you're not being mostly in the Melacha, you'd be mostly in the Shiur. In other words, you only need one fruit. And there's one pluck. You can pluck this one as one fruit, or you could have another pluck that has two fruits on the same branch. So the Ran says, if you pick the one with the two fruits over the one fruit, that'll be a nis on Shabbos. That'll be a nis of the Raisa. And the Rashba says, no, you're supposed to do that, but it'll only be a nis of the Rabban, because Ribu Shiurim Midaraisa is mutter on Shabbos, also Midaraisa. It's only it's a Rabban.
It reminds me of the story that's brought in the Medrash about Sarah and Abraham. That Abraham didn't want he made a kal v'chomer. They would rather be over
Ritzicha, which Ritzicha is one isser, rather than being over niuf many times.
Right. Yeah.
So they would rather kill him, be over Ritzicha one time, than be over niuf many times.
Right. Yeah, that's the famous.
Because not there, back then the world would probably live.
America
in the 1950s was a much more handled place than Europe in 2021.
They took me a lot more seriously than the Chinese.
Okay.
They took a lot of things more seriously.
To be honest, I'm thinking Mike could be part of the house of the Bedochers.
It was a different crazy.
Came the other one, also got me the Shemitzvah, he tiru the gamre, I feel on the Israel. Then he says, these my name, you came, my cup, be boiled on hospital, but not as Pshika, the Sholosh Maisi, the Brutus Shurlo Mitzvah, and with Rabbanim, we were Tzira Mitzvah, and with the Raisa. Because if that be the case, then what's the Gemara Shaila about the two separate or the one? If Reb Shimon is only a Drabbanon, even on Shabbos, then Pashut, you should take the three in the one, and not the two separate ones. If you nearly borrowed the Vade Reb Shimon to Shabbos Midaraisa. So the Ran is still upholding Hashita, that on Shabbos Reb Shimon is a Daraisa, and that's why it's a Shiloh, what should you do with the Ribui Shiyurim or the Ribui Malacha? And then he says, and the reason is, Filach Lodomi, Ribui Shiyurim, Yant of the Ribui Shiyurim, the Shabbos, Hashabbos, the Chuyahi, it's a Chola, Vlohut Chok, Filach Chol, Shiyikah, Malacha, also, after Osef to Kamo, Mitzvah Midarais. Aval Yant of Shochol Nefesh, Hutaba, who is Shabbos, Pikuach Nevesh is Dukhuya, Ran is assuming. So therefore, it's only Dukhuya for what you need. But Yantif, it's Hutra, so therefore, Ochol Nevesh is Hutra, so then even Reb Shiyurim is Mutter.
That's talking about the Malacha of Bishul, which is different on Shabbos and Yantif. We talked about something that's the same. That's also on both Shabbos and Yantif. Isn't that still Dukhuya and Yantif? Is it permitted?
Right.
So that distinction doesn't make sense.
Well, say again.
We're talking about Bishul on Bishul, which is Mutar on Yantav and Asar on Shabbos. So they're the distinction.
No, but for a first, what about for a
Chol? So hold on, but let's say something is you're talking about a Malacha that's Asar on Yantav as well as on Shabbos. But it isn't when.
No, we're not talking about something that's mutter, both on Yantav and Shabbos. Question is, but to be married to Shira. So that's his point. He says, in other words, we're married to Shira for Pikuach Nefesh. But if you have to do it for Shabbos, it should be Pikuach Nefesh, and you're married to Shira, what's the story? So Iran says, that would be an issue of the rice. Because you're married to Bashir, you're not allowed to. Yont if you're allowed to be married to Bashir, because when you do the first one, it's all from that fish and all from that fish. So that's the, so it comes out in Machlokes here between the Ran and the Rashba of what is the story about when you're on Shabbos, when you could do something. Because of Pikuach Nefesh, and then you're Marbe Bishiyur Manat, but that, what's the status of that? So the Ran says, no, the thing that you need, you can do for Pikuach Nefesh. If you want to be Marbe Bishiyurim, you know, so if you have, all you need is one fruit. So pluck that one fruit. You pluck the other time, also one pluck, but if there are two fruits on it, so that would be Reb Shiyurim, and Reb Shiyurim would be, according to the Ran, that would be an Issur D'Oraisa to do, and according to the Rashba, that would only be an Issur D'Rabbanan. That's the Machlokas. Okay. So there is a piece here from the Chofetz Chaim, in the Machane Yisrael. On page 3, Machane Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim wrote on practical questions. Look what he writes. Vikur halachas hanogim lemaisa, the ketzad lekaim and tachas tenoim chamurim with matzoim koshim leilu shes geisu letzava arusis. If they're going to be conscripted to the Russian army and to do the best that they can to keep Shabbos in the best way possible. And that was, this is a new printing of the Machane Yisrael, printed in Lakewood, Pashen, Ayin, Aleph. So let's begin on page 4. We'll begin today, but we'll probably continue tomorrow this piece and then not go to the other packet until Wednesday, position. Okay. Hatan Nevaya, Perek Lamed Aleph. Tzas Midini Mask. Carrying on Shabbos. So tzvichim leilich l'derech b'Shabbos. In other words, you're in the army, and okay, the head tells you, okay, we're moving now. And what's with your belongings? What you do is also loses b'Shabbos. Welcome to also the tafel tum dover. But you can't carry it. Omnam dover shemuchach l'Yisrael mitzad atzivui. In other words, you have to take your gun. You're in the army. You can't say, "Oh, I'll leave my gun behind." No, you have to take your ammunition. Ain all of Israel. A feel ain ve'etzim hatziva sheyusa chavotim ha'ema. Actually, yesh tziva aliish hatzava sheyula chavotim ha'elu. In other words, even though they're not asking him, but anything he's going to need, he has to take. So that's part of the pikuach nefesh situation of being in the army. He's not going to get another one. So he has, I don't know, maybe he has extra uniforms and extra, I don't know, whatever he has. Could he put it on the wagon that they give him? In other words, we say there's a guy that he could. Hey, if you search the shalim, the ene Yehudi, a vor tirchazu, velim chuevasas came. Kno shalit stach with taltal batzma, the ish Yehudi, the motion eats a mutuli son batzma. So, you know, if he has a guy that could carry for him, he could pay, then maybe he's mechuyev to do that. Im hachafotzim ha'il haim shalo, ve'in alav tzivoy mehamam shalo, what if he has his own private things? That he has, but it's not part of the thing that he's going to need.
Picture of his wife.
Okay. Right. Also, Lisa Sambatsman, you know. So the question is, but then he says, Achi nosom betzir of shar hachafotzim, but say he's going to carry the picture together with the gun. So maybe once he has something heter to carry, maybe he can carry other things. We also told she stand up holy first stand up with the inner yudi, who they have knowledge and also have. So that's the discussion. Meaning he's going to use it. That there's an animal that's leading the wagon. So he's going to put it on the wagon, and the animal's going to take the wagon. And what's the story of Los Asam Otomin? The Hemtacha?
It's not his, the animal's the army's.
Well, I wrote over once in the Sefer, I think in my Yom Kippur Sefer, about Rabbi Yankelovich, who's a Rosh Hashiva here. He passed away a couple of years ago. He was over 100. And he...
And five.
What?
105.
Something like that, yeah. It was over 100. And so somehow I went to several car rides with him. In fact, your nephew drove us. But Rabbi Bronstein used to make bar mitzvahs, and Rabbi Konigsberg used to drive to the bar mitzvah. So he would take Rabbi Yankelovich and he would take me. So we were three of us in the car. And then he would tell all the stories from Europe. Car. So one story he told in the car was that he used to go. Two people here at the yeshiva that I knew personally was Rav Yankelovich and Rabbi Peretsky. And they were both learned in Rabbi. And they both knew the Chafetz Chaim. But those were the end of the years of the Chafetz Chaim. I mean, Rabbi Peretsky told me that when he was in Radin, so the Chofetz Chaim didn't come to yeshiva anymore, but the boys would go, some boys would go on Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, and he would give like a Sichas Musa or something like that. And then at the end, he would tell the Shabbos to go out and see if there's three stars. But then he added, that if Chofetz Chaim felt that the shmooze was long, he would tell the Shabbos, you don't have to go out. The three stars are there. That was from Rabbi Peretsky. What I heard from Rabbi Yankelovich was that, and this is the following I heard from Rabbi Yankelovich, that he used to be there in the yeshiva. Chofetz Chaim, I guess, was very old. And they would take, sometimes the yeshiva would get a wagon to bring him to the yeshiva. Because he couldn't walk, he would go on the wagon. But he said the following thing, the Chofetz Chaim would only go if there was an animal that was schlepping the wagon. But if it would be a human being that was schlepping the wagon, then he wouldn't go. Because he didn't want, why a human being should schlep me? If it's a wagon, if it's an animal, then I'll go. But he didn't have the attitude of being the Chofetz Chaim, so, you know, Magili, that someone should schlep the wagon, you know, but people like that have that attitude. You know, the Rashke Bahak, so Magili. No, if it was another Jew, he would not go on the wagon. But if it was an animal, then he'd be on the web. So those are my recollections of what Rav Yankelovich said over. So here he's talking about the wagon that you put the chafatzim on the wagon to take if you had that opportunity.
Presumably the person was also in a wagon, no?
What?
Presumably, if there was a wagon taking the stop, that the person also rode in the wagon, no?
Maybe. I mean, here he says, on page 6, he says, Oz Dalek. But he shouldn't do anything to cause the behemoth to go. Even if he tells the animal, you know, gives him he yells at the animal to, you know, go, it's also not right. If you hold this no rishus harabim the rice, you should have muscle safe of mishe mecham rechav behema. You over al ze, below sasafil behema, you shall learn in Yehudi. We tell mecham, he says, Zol gam kemo shal rishi val adala, in bevshori lelech baradlos. Af betorch rav. Mutav lelech baradlos, af yosem yud beiz mil. The shalosh parsos. So these are things that to do to remind the Issa. So what we're going to discuss tomorrow is what the Chofetz Chaim made this comment, and it's going to be a long footnote that's going to expound on this comment. Where he says that no sub tsir of shar chafatz efshe deinol ze isk. So the two big chidushim what the Chafetz Chaim is saying. First of all, he's using the Rashba because he's saying if you carry. They're mechayiv you to carry the gun, to carry whatever things you need to carry in the armed forces. So then you want to carry other things, like the famous example. We'll see if he writes it famous or they quote it this way. Is tefillin? What is tefillin? Efsher. So question. So the two issues that he's dealing with is number one. He's entertaining the possibility that you say Reba Shirim even on Shabbos, which is the Machlokas, the Ran, and the Rashba. And then he's saying another thing, Machzal Yom points out, that he's allowing Reba Shirim, and this was the discussion we had before, even though the extraneous thing is totally, it's not like the five keys. We say, Rav Moshe held that you have one key, you can't take another key that's not the same, or the cigarettes. Rav Moshe permitted. You only need two, you're going to take 10 cigarettes. So it's okay because it's each one could be the one you're going to use. But to take something extraneous, maybe there's no rebush urine on something that's not, say you have one piece of chicken, so you're taking 10 pieces of chicken.
The term in English is fungible. One is can replace the other.
Okay. Fungibility. Okay. Sure. So he's entertaining those two possibilities, to rely on the Rashba, as Max Elio points to that, and to rely on the idea that there could be Rebush Urim, even something that's, what's the Lashon? Unfungible? Is that a word?
Yes, non-fungible.
Non-fungibility. Nish-fungibility. They say that nish-fungibility. That's okay. So that we're going to see that footnote on page 4, going over to page 5. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem. So we conclude at 9:45, Bez Hashem, for tomorrow, Bez Hashem, and then after that, we'll go back to the.
What would be the reason to not allow Marvin Shiver and Thompson?
On Yontif?
Yeah. You're allowed to be Marvin Shiver in certain cases, right?
So you could have.
Correct, or it's Meshabeah, it's Meshabeah, whatever.
No, without this kiddush, I would have said that you could do things that you need. In other words, if I know all I need is three pieces, and I know exactly how many guests I'm going to have.
Correct.
Like my wife knows.
if I knew it was Shabbat, that would be okay too. I don't need to
No, but Mark is sure that's the Kiddush by the bus.
Remember, just the other day.
And posting bring down, by the way, if it's by the buser as well. It's also Mishabbat.
Yeah, it's Mishabeth. I don't need the concept of Mishabeth. I need is when I take the cigarette.
You know,
that's when
I. It's not Mishabeth. When I. Yeah. Like, we know exactly how many. Like,
I'm going to eat three pieces of chicken.
Those pieces don't taste better. I mean, no, but the half of Rebishir by Tav is not because it's going to taste better.
Right, and that's the 10 cigarette versus two. That's
right, there's nice. Nothing to do with tasting better.
Yeah, that's right. I don't need Rebishir too much that. It's going to taste better.
Yeah, okay. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with this, and then once we finish Be'ez Hashem, we'll go to that other packet on Zrizim Atim Mitzvahs and postponing Mitzvahs.